Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. The BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling proudly presents Intergender Warfare. It's going to be at St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839 Bath Ave in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, November 10th, featuring Miranda Eleze, Taya Valkyrie, Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Darius Carter, Vicious Vicky, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, the United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN Podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom Podcast. USDN Podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved. The BCP is now sponsored by the international shiny star, Ray Kalitri. Kalitri has honed his craft traveling and wrestling all over the world, including destinations such as Mexico, Peru, Puerto Rico, and even Egypt. The ISPW Tri-State Champion and Golden Ticket Holder is also one of the longest reigning ECPW Light Heavyweight Champions in history. Kalitri also holds an international championship that he won in Mexico. Always known for his appreciation of world culture, the Shiny Star is also known for his taste for high fashion, lavish lifestyle, and fast cars. However, he is most prominently known around the globe for his unparalleled in-ring acumen and skill set. Be sure to follow Ray Kalitri across the board on social media, at Kalitri Ray on Twitter, at PAP1Fresh on Instagram, and Ray Kalitri on Facebook. Guys, please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the show, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video and audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they're hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. They cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. Guys, on a personal note, as always, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andrews, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Book GPW for a promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Thank you to our new November sponsor on the pod and the site, BCP Plus, the Rock and Wrestling Collector located in Stockholm, New Jersey, featuring all of your favorite rock and wrestling collectibles. This is owned by ISPW head honcho, Mr. Tommy Fierro. The Rock and Wrestling Collector makes its grand opening on Black Friday. Don't miss it, and be sure to follow at the WC Store and at 80s Wrestling on socials. Let's rock. Please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the month of November, Pro Wrestling Magic. PWM presents Holiday Road to Kingdom Come at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, and streaming on IWTV on November 25th, featuring Cheeseburger, Darius Carter, Adina Steele, Ruthless Lala, Steve Pena, Kerr, Vinny Pacifico, Death Row, Hispanos Unidos, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsor for the month of November. Savage Kingdom presents an epic Swerve Strickland signing on December 29th in Flushing, New York. Come meet and greet one of AEW's top stars, podcast hosts, and musicians over at the Wrestling Universe. Pre-purchase link in comments for the tickets. And on a personal note, thank you, Greek Savage, for the support and always helping with our charitable endeavors. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsors for the podcast and the site, Crusaders Collectibles, wrestling games, live signings, and more, and Wrestling Collectors Federation on Facebook. Crusaders Collectibles is your destination for some of the best signings, live sales, games, and more. They are mostly wrestling, but you may see some other items at times. We are a family here and want everyone to be treated like family. You'll be able to find custom edits, photos, figures, cards, belts, pops, and more here. Many of those will even be autographed. Wrestling Collectors Federation on Facebook features amazing auctions, sales, pick events, and even mystery drawings for some truly unique items for any serious wrestling collector. Be sure to join the group and get in on the fun. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Emil for all his support of the BCP and our charitable endeavors. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsors for the month of September, Bubba, Kim, and Gabby, BKG. This family consistently shows their love and support for wrestlers on both the independent and national level, reminding us what this is really all about. Bubba's been a strong supporter of the BCP, primarily in our charity work, donating multiple items, time, and effort. Thank you, BKG.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now, scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very special episode of the BCP. Guys, please welcome back to the show one of our favorite guests of all time. Where in the world is he? We'll find out today. Of course, you know him as one of the longest reigning ECPW light heavyweight champions of all time, the current ISPW tri-state champion, the current ISPW golden ticket holder. He also holds middleweight gold down in Mexico, the international shining star, one of our favorite guests of all time, Ray Kalitri. Where is he today? Where's the big reveal? Drum roll, please. Where is he?
Woo. I'm in Thailand.
In Thailand?
In Thailand.
Bro, what are you? Are you on a boat?
Yeah, I'm on a private tour right now.
Are you kidding me? This guy, man. What are you doing in Thailand? How'd you get to Thailand?
Well, I had to catch a plane to Tokyo, Japan, and then, bounce around a little bit, and,
Dude, you're living your best life, man. And I saw some pictures from Tokyo. I'm like, where's he going now? Is he in Tokyo? What's he doing? Oh, we got a thumbs up. Look at this guy, man. Living his best life. He's got the title on the boat, man. This, I think, is our first ever interview live from a boat. This guy, this is pretty cool. Ray, I got to ask you, man, you were sending me some pictures from your trip. I'll superimpose them here when the interview streams. But were you next to a tiger?
Real quick, before we start this interview, I want to say I apologize because this is the first time ever that you're ever going to catch me holding my phone because there's no place for me to actually put the phone down so that I could get a proper interview. And real quick, before we really kick off this interview, I just want to say to everyone who's watching, Rob is an unsung hero of the Indies. This guy does it all. You guys got to give him his flowers because I remember almost 3 years to the day when you first started.
Oh, wow.
And I was probably one of your first interviews, and you've grown and you've come such a far way. I just want to say it's super cool to see you grow. It's super cool to see your BCP Plus. And for people who don't understand what BCP Plus is, can you please take a quick minute out of this interview so you can explain it to the followers and maybe to my followers who don't understand what it is?
And I appreciate that, man. Shameless promo. He's putting me over here. BC Plus, it's BCP-plus.com. We cover SmackDown every week. I just put up the Eagles article right now. We have the Raiders recap. We cover 9 NFL teams regularly. We cover the music scene. I just reviewed Blink-182's new album. We reviewed the new NBA 2K game. We have a lot of working relationships with WWE, AEW, 2K Games, Mission Pro Wrestling, Wrestling Revolver. And of course, we interviewed the likes of, the shining star Ray Kalitri live on a boat. And Ray, I got to ask you this, man. Is today your birthday, man?
Yes, today is my actual birthday. Yes.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
What a way to spend your birthday, man. That's awesome, man. And I want to circle back to this, man, because you sent me these pictures. You know, we're talking offline and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, you're there with this giant tiger, man. What was that like? Like, were you scared?
Dude, I was petrified for my life. These things are bigger than what people actually think they are. And like the size of this phone was like the size of my face. And it was so crazy and so surreal because the tamers, right? The people at the sanctuary that we went to, they're like, no, it's okay, it's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not okay. And then the tiger at one point smacks me with his tail in my leg. And I'm like, oh my gosh, his tail just smacked me. It felt like he punched me. But no, it was a super cool, surreal experience because I did fly 2,000 miles away from my home. And there was no way that I was not going to take the opportunity and do a photo shoot there. And it was for my actual birthday. So it was actually pretty, pretty cool to do, or very, very cool to do, I should say. And it was super surreal to be there with two tigers.
Dude, that is so cool, man. And then, like, not to be outdone, like you, and I'm showing Vicky these pictures. I'm like, what is he doing? That's amazing, man. Living your best life. So then, like, you think, all right, he got his picture with the tiger. It's like, all right, like you're not gonna top that. So then, the next picture you sent, I don't mean to laugh. The next picture you sent me, you're literally riding an elephant, man. Tell us about the elephant. I think aren't they like typically friendly?
They're super friendly. Again, it was one of those excursions, if you want to call it, or one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that it came about. And I'm like, yeah, I wanna, let's do an excursion, right? So we're doing it, and the elephant rider, I don't know if that's the correct term. I'm sorry, I apologize if I'm butchering that. But the dude gets off the freaking elephant, because he was going riding the elephant, and he goes to me, oh, now get off the seat that you're in and come around the elephant's big old neck, okay? And the neck is like, dude, like so huge. And I'm like, but I don't want to hurt the animal. You know, like, I don't want to hurt the
animal. Yeah.
He's like, no, it's okay. So I'm like, I'm scooching over. He's like, no, come closer. So we came closer. Well, I came closer. And then I had like this bag of bananas. I'll post the video here shortly. And the elephant would just reach backwards with the trunk like this, grab the banana and just eat it. Like, it was super surreal and super, super cool to experience.
Dude, that's awesome, man. And we'll get to the wrestling in a little bit. Don't worry, Ray. But I really do, like, I appreciate you, you know, doing this live stream, man. I appreciate you reaching out all the way from Thailand, man. And I just love like learning the culture and seeing the world through your eyes, man. I always say I live vicariously through you, man. So then, you know, we're still on the animals here. So the tigers, the elephants, you know, I'm like, oh, he's going to be riding the lion later. You sent me a video and we'll post that as well if that's cool. I believe because you sent me a video of these snakes and maybe a snake tamer or charmer. I don't know the correct terminology, but literally in this snake pit, and they look like kind of cobras or something like that. And the guy's like kissing them and like being real careful with them, man. Like, aren't they like super dangerous?
Well, super venomous. Are you
venomous?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so fun fact. Snakes cannot hear. So they go off vibration and they go off what they see. So here, I'm ready to trip you out. You ready for this?
Yeah.
So you know the Hollywood version where you see typically the Indian guy playing the flute or whatever. And, you know, he's like this. And you see the snake doing this. So the snake is not doing... The snake is not going like this because of the flute and because he's bopping to the beat. He's going like that because he sees the guy who's playing the flute going like this. So that's why the snake goes like that. Well, there you go, fun fact.
That's crazy, man. That's also so. Are these snakes like around in Thailand or like this? There's just like a special exhibit or something like that. That's crazy.
You're in the middle of the jungle over here. There's all types of animals and species and all these majestic animals that you see around. But no, they have sanctuaries where they rescue them from the wildlife and near death and they train them to I guess I don't want to say tricks. I'm going to say that that's probably the wrong term. I'm sorry. Somebody's probably screaming at this, looking at this, and oh, it's not called tricks, but. They train them to follow a certain routine, right? Routine, there you go. And it's super cool because once the animal is super healthy enough, they give them, I guess they give them the option to like release them to the wild and they stay or whatever. And the guy would tell them they usually stay because by the time they're healthy, they're already a little bit older. So then they just provide a living for these animals that, in other words, would be left to die in the body. Right. So that's pretty
cool. Dude, that's so epic, man. And I always like to ask you, man, a little bit more about the culture, man. You know, we see on the boat, man, you're probably going to some, I don't know, some island or something, man. This is really, really cool, man. What can you tell us about like the food, the culture, man? I know sometimes the fans kind of like, oh, is this Ray Kalitri? You know, sometimes the people kind of see out and about, man. What's it been like over there?
And as always, look, this is not a green screen. Look, this is not a green screen. This is not a green screen, you know? Also, don't forget that I also visited the Monkey Sanctuary and I had a picture with them and it was super cool. It was super cool experience too. Don't forget that.
Very, very cool, man.
But back to the question. The people here are super, super nice, super friendly, super helpful.
That's super cool, man. I want to ask you this: why Thailand?
So it's a continent that I've never been to, but I've been to Africa, I've been to Central America, South America, Europe, of course, North America. And I'm like, sure, why not Thailand? Let's just go. And so we went again.
Dude, that's awesome, man. Really, really cool. All right, Ray, let's talk. I know you got lots to do over there, so let's talk shop. Let's talk business, man, and I could talk to you about the culture. I could talk to you about your travel all day, man. I'm enjoying this view. This is lovely. But we got to talk shop. Where to begin? All right, let's talk about our last event, or ISPW 25, big event. Great show. You almost cashed that baby in, and out of nowhere, someone you're very, very familiar with, back into the picture, someone you know very well, had arguably one of the feuds of the year with in the past, Rick Recon, returns and kind of played spoiler a little bit. Lots going on here. I think you'll be facing him down the line at an event. You know, we talked about how important it was for you to become a heavyweight champion one day. You know, in my eyes and a lot of your colleagues' eyes, you are a world champion. Look where you are, literally on the map, logistically, right now. But I digress. What kind of went through your mind when your plans kind of got stirred up there? Because I think ISPW 25 would have been the perfect place to cash in, and Rick Recon played spoiler a little bit.
So I ISPW 25, I had every intention on becoming the first ever double champion in the company's history. And I am about to cash this in. I give it to Pat, the referee, senior referee at ISPW. I'm waiting for Danny Morrison to get up because everyone knows that if Golden Ticket match or Money in the Bank, whatever it is you want to call it, it officially doesn't start until both competitors are on their feet. So I'm waiting for Danny Morrison to get up. I'm being a gentleman, right? I'm following the rules. And out of nowhere, Rick Recon's music hits to a surprise to me. A person who abruptly left on top of ISPW gets stripped of the title, and then he wants to come back when I'm trying to cash it in. Like, why, Recon? Why you want to come and ruin my moment? Why you want to? Why? You should have just stood wherever you were at, upstate New York, or wherever it is that you're from. I don't care for you. I think the fans don't care for you. Maybe like two or three.
Wow.
I don't know. But you know what? That's okay. It ain't going my way. Because at the end of the day, I am still ISPW Golden Ticket holder, which I am still ISPW Tri-State champion. And sooner or later, you know what? You're going to have to tune in to play.
Fair enough. I'm not going to ask when you're cash in. That's fair enough, Ray. And literally, bro, you have nothing to complain about, man. Everything is coming up Kalitri. Yeah, I know, Ray. Everything's coming out of Kalitri right now. And we talk about silver linings because even in that moment, things didn't go your way. But it's seemingly so that you aligned yourself with someone I look up to very much. Great guy, man. And I think, man, this is a guy who surrounds himself with champions, man. And I think this is a match made in heaven. A host of Busted Open Radio, our guy Dave LaGreca with the shining star, man. Dude, if things couldn't get any better for you, Dave LaGreca now in your corner along with Soraya as well, man. What's that feel like for you, dude?
So to me, that's when hard work means opportunity. And the opportunity is there for me, myself, and Dave LaGreca and Soraya to really put our stamp in ISPW and let people know that, you know, as, again, as Rick Recon once said, a year from now you'll be an afterthought and whatever else that he said. But guess what? It's a year later and I'm here and I'm red hot, white hot, whatever you want to call it. And I'm looking forward to working with Mr. Dave. I can't wait to see everything unfold.
I think that's a great point, man. And, you know, it's not lost on me, Mr. Klee. I feel like I can call you Ray by now. It's not lost on me, Ray. Thanks. That you know, been in ISPW for a little while now, man. And boy, howdy, that jetpack, bro, right to your back, that meteoric rise, man. It has been incredible to watch, man. And you got some competition coming up. You know, we talk about Recon. But also, I think I saw on one of the posters coming up, you're taking on our BCP up-and-comer 2 years ago. I think it was 2021, won the award, Marcus Mathers. This kid's a prodigy, man. He gets it done in the ring. It's the little things outside the ring as well. I'm a fan of yours. You know that, Ray. Calling it down the middle, though. This kid's good, man. He could pose a threat to you, man. I can hear you. Yes, sir.
I want to make sure that I still have you. I want to make sure that we didn't lose connection.
Oh, we're getting the sound bite right now. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that you hear what I have to say, right? Because when it comes to Marcus Mathers, this is a match that I asked for over a year ago. And it didn't happen for whatever reason. And that's okay. No problem. He's one of the guys that I've been paying attention to. Because, as you know, in this sport, you have to pay attention to up-and-comers. You have to pay attention to the guys or the wrestlers or the ladies and a talent who are up-and-coming and who are. And he is one of the hottest in the England area right now. And I asked for this match a year ago. I didn't get it, and that's okay. Fast forward now, I have the match that I wanted. So I am looking forward to this match. Absolutely 100%. When I come back from Thailand, Marcus Mathers, you are mine, my friend. You hear me? Oh, somebody tag me. Make sure that he sees this sound right here. Somebody make sure he sees this. Let me put my product shades. Hold on, let me put my product shades. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this kid. Wow. Wow. Strong words. Very confident as ever, Mr. Kalichi. Ray, I should say. And we talk about, you know, you wanting that match, man. I do appreciate that because you're a heck of a competitor. You know, sometimes I see you cut some corners, but I'll leave it at that. You know, you got that brief. I'm just calling it down the middle, briefcase. I don't want any trouble. I'm sorry. I take that back. That being said, Ray, Mr. Kalichi at this point, you have taken on, I know, living his best life out of here. Everything's coming up, Kalichi. You had what I would say, it came down to that ending again, Ray, but I digress. I don't want to go into that. That match with Crowbar, and he has many match of the year contenders. He's always great, man. I know that match meant a lot to you, but that match with Crowbar was incredible. That, in my mind, was one of your best matches to date. It was amazing. You guys went all out on the line. You know, you didn't lose your title there. I'll just put it that way. But what did it mean to you to work with the likes? You know, I know you worked with Dreamer. Now you finally work with Crowbar. Did you feel like that match was special?
So when I was approached with the idea, hey, what about you and Crowbar? You know, even though there's no storyline between you guys, and I said, hold up, me and the living legend, you know, this guy who's been wrestling for 30 plus years, this guy who's been all over the world, he's wrestled the who's who's, and he's still doing it at a very high level. I said, absolutely, sign me up. And going into that match, I didn't know what I was going to expect, because I do know that for myself, I know that I can hang, right? I know I can hang. A lot of the people won't give me the credit for whatever reason, and that's fine. And I feel as if after that match, I got, like, not the recognition, but I got more so of, like, from my fellow colleagues, like, oh, okay, Ray's for real. Ray's here. He's not here to, like, mess around. He's not here to, like, you know, this winky-dinky guy. Like, this guy's legit. He could bring it. He could hang with the best of them. And everyone knows that I put on a very good match with Crowbar. And the thing is, because my work predominantly for the last going on 5 years has been international. Like, there's a reason why I'm called the International Spanish Fighter, because I have big matches internationally. And now, so finally start having them now at a local level so that the people locally could see what I could bring to the table and what I have to offer as far as my talent goes. It means the world to me. And for me to get the green light to wrestle, it was feather my cap.
It was a great match, man. The work rate, I can imagine the cardio, and then you're also going through a steel barrier at some point, at least twice. Like, you know, if Crowbar's there, you know that barrier's coming out at some point, man, and you were prepared, you know, certainly prepared for that one. It was great, man, and it's so good seeing you. You know, like you said, you know, thank you for putting me over, but it's so good seeing your jersey and see you level up and level up and level up, man. And, you know, I'm fairly confident, man, that you will be holding that ISPW heavyweight championship. I'm just calling it down the middle. But we got to talk about this, man. Yeah, I know we talk about legacy. You got the ISPW Tri-State Championship. He's got the golden ticket over there. That being said, sir, correct me if I'm wrong. I think a couple times ago, we talked about the ECPW Light Heavyweight Championship. Are you the longest running yet? I think you said Sonny Kiss was. Who's the longest running? Is it you? Are you approaching that?
I believe Sonny Kiss is first. I believe I'm approaching it. I also believe that come February, I believe I break the record. I would have to double check. But I believe I break the record coming up in February 19th, I believe. If I still hold the title from here to, you know, to February, who knows?
So February 19th would be the day that you break the record.
Yes.
Writing it down. And I like that you knew that off the cuff. You're just like, yep, February 19th. Like, this, of course. What a pro, man. I forgot to ask a very important question earlier, sir. I saw a video of you guys. I want to say it was ice cream. What was that? That seemed very cool.
Yeah, so that's back in the States, back home, they used to have it. I don't know if they still have it anymore. They call it Z-Rolls, like the letter Z for zebra. Z-Rolls. And what they do is, it seems so funny how we go from animals to wrestling now to, like, desserts.
Yeah, that's your life, bro.
But you pick whatever topping, mine was Kit Kat, and then they put the creamer for the milk, and they make it like on top of this a sheet of ice cold metal, and they roll it up right in front of you, so it's fresh. And then the toppings, you know, like strawberry, caramel, chocolate, all of that stuff is fresh. So that's what I ended up indulging in yesterday as a treat to myself for my birthday in this long journey of 10,000 miles away from home.
Dude, that's incredible, man. And I'm glad you explained that, because I'm looking at it, it almost looked like something you would cook on, and I'm like, there's no way that's hot. So you said there's like a sheet of coldness there. That's interesting, man. Very cool. And Ray, I always like to ask you this, man, because dude, you're living your best life. You're doing so many things. Like you said, we talked dessert, wrestling, the animal kingdom. I gotta ask you this one, man. You've jumped out of a plane, you've traveled the worlds, you've stood next to tigers. I mean, is there something, you know, I always ask where you're going to go or what you want to do, but is there something in that thrill, maybe thrill seeking category? Because I know you live life to its fullest. That's on the bucket list, something you want to do, maybe rappelling or maybe, I don't know, fly a helicopter. I don't know at this point, man. Is there something something that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
So there's two things that come to my mind right now that automatically I want to do. Number one is, I 100% want to go cave diving up on the coast of South Africa, I believe it is. That is absolutely on top of my list. I'll get soon enough. Maybe next year, when we have this conversation again next year, maybe I'll be out there and you know, I'll do some cave diving. And the other one that I saw recently that is pretty cool is what's the name of it? I just looked it up yesterday.
I know what you're talking
about. It's like a hydro jetpack where the guy's like on a skateboard or something. And he's like in midair with the water. Like, that's another thing I want to do for sure.
That looks awesome. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a big thrill seeker, but that I might try. That is pretty cool, bro. I want to ask you this one, Ray. You know, you came through Tokyo. Are you going back through Tokyo? Do you have to like cross over there on the way back? I was gonna say gear in the car. You don't got your car, man, but don't got the Maz, you know, with you today. You know, you're overseas, you know, you get that when you get home, man. But does any part of you, and I know it's hard like when you're traveling all over the place, but Japan known for just some of the best wrestling in the world, man. Is there any part of you that would like to do something in Japan one day, wrestle or train or do something in Japan?
Absolutely, 100%. One of the dreams is to wrestle in Kurgan Hall and in the Tokyo Dome. Absolutely, 100, 150%, I'd be lying to you, but that's not one of my goals. I'm trying to work on that, but because, you know, it's hard trying to get with the right people and you know, go in the right direction. And because I am a foreigner, it is a little bit more difficult, but it is absolutely 100% in the works. Believe me when I tell you that I am always trying to get to different places to work on different promotions and to get to different states and countries and everything else.
Yeah, I got you.
Sorry,
man.
About that. I had a quick little delay over here. I'm sorry. But that is 100% on my list to go visit, not only visit Japan, but also wrestling Japan. That would mean the world to me.
Dude, that's epic. And again, you've made these things that you're literally wrestling in Egypt and training or helping them train. You were teaching a little bit of a class over there. That's so cool. No doubt in my mind, it'll happen, man. I know you're just stopping there for a flight switch or whatever, but I know it's going to happen one day. You're killing it, Ray. I see you're on a boat. I'm going to be respectful of your time. I'm wrapping up. Don't worry. I know, Ray. You got places to go, probably another tropical island, man. You're absolutely killing it. And Ray, I always like to end with this one, man. Like, in fact, I'll go a different direction. I was going to say, what's next for Ray Kalitri? But it's award season right now, you know? A man who likes the gold, a man who likes the praise and the prizes and the high life. You know, he's got the briefcase over there. He's got the gold. He's got the girl. He's living his best life over there. But I got to tell you this, man. You are officially a nominee for BCP nominee. This is just nominees right now. We'll get there in December. BCP 500 for a Mania Club, little charity over there we do every year. Ray, you are officially a nominee for BCP Independent Male Wrestler of the Year. Very well deserved. We've listed the resume over and over again. It's award seasons right now, man. Do you take stock in a lot of those like awards and praises you get from colleagues. You know, we talk about Sean Donovan praising you and how you travel the world and wrestle all over the world, man. But it's award seasons right now, man. And I know you want that heavyweight championship. Do you take a lot of stock in that, though?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Anytime that I am mentioned or an accolade comes my way, whether it be an award or a championship, or I get mentioned in the Hispanic list of 500 by Brian Afro on Instagram. I'm number 71, by the way, up from 96 from last year. So there you go. I'm doing something right? And I don't take any of that stuff lightly, all of that stuff. It means something to me because I know that at the end of the day, people such as yourself and your team that you have behind you, you guys put thought into that. And you guys do your research and your due diligence of information, not only for the nominees, but also to pick the winners. And you don't let friendships dictate the winners, you know what I mean? So that is always absolutely cool for me. Anytime I get mentioned or if an award comes my way or anything like that, I don't take none of that stuff lightly. That just means that I'm doing everything to my utmost ability and I am bringing something to the table, as we were talking earlier.
I love it, Ray, man. And you're absolutely living your best life. Don't worry about more accolades because they just keep coming no matter what you do. You know, make sure you have a Sharpie on you because I know wherever you, whatever island you end up on, people are going to want their pictures and autographs. You're used to this everywhere you go, man. Ray, dude, thank you so much for making the time, man. It's always a pleasure to get to see the world through your eyes. You got something else, don't you?
I need you to do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else watching, I need you guys to do me a favor. Pinpoint this minute and second, right, from the interview or the video, whatever it is that you want to see.
Yes, sir.
I want everyone to tag Mr. Darius Carter, right? The richest prize, the all father, because I know when he was being interviewed last time, my name came up a lot in his interview, and I got tagged a lot in his interview. And I know there's other guys who are asking for matches against him, and they're not getting those matches for whatever reason. I'm not asking for the match. The fans are asking for the match. So if it intrigues Mr. Darius Carter, I know he's not a hard man to find, and I'm not a hard man to find either. Let's come to some sort of gentleman agreement, right? And let's make it happen. Because if you see, and this is not me, you can take this for whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Sure.
What I've done in my first 5 years eclipses what he's done in his first 5 years, by far.
Wow.
And this is not taking anything away from him right now, because right now he's one of the top independent stars in the business, in the scene, in the Northeast, whatever it is we want to call it. Time and time again, he proves himself. Time and time again, he's a main event. Time and time again, he holds various championships. He's a marquee name. I get it. But again, if you look at his first 5 years, and you look at my first 5 years, they're not even comparable. But I digress. The talent speaks for itself. He's a very talented man, so am I. Let's make it happen, Mr. Darius Carter, the all-father, the wrestling richest prize, and whatever else you go by.
Ooh, I am here for this, and I know you said the fans want it, Ray. I will be the first one to say, book the match. I want that match selfishly. I would say two of wrestling's richest prizes in that match. I am very, very here for that, man. What a way to end the interview. Mr. Caligi, tell everyone where they can follow you, get the merch, all that good stuff, and check you out at ISPW.
Instagram, PAP1Fresh. Twitter, Caligi Ray. Facebook, Ray Caligi. YouTube, Ray Caligi. Merchandise at your local independent shows. I have new 8x10s coming in. I have two shirts. And Mr. Darius Carter. Hi. Hello.
Wow. Strong words from the shiny star. Ray, I know you're on a boat. You got places to go. Thanks for making the time, bro. Have fun, dude. Appreciate you, man. And guys, like we always say here on the BCP, you know, live your best life like Ray Caligi. Everyone stay safe, stay positive. This guy, take care of each other. We out. Peace.